Breakfast with Martin Vester.
So many years ago, late 80s, there was a show on BBC, right? Where it's like a tech show. And they predicted what the world would be like in 2020. Because if you think 2020, it sounds like the future, doesn't it?
I think
back then, it was like they had high hopes. Or did they? This is a bit of the show, so let's see how close they got and what they got wrong. By the same token, what did you think like? What did you think the year 2020 would be like? Did you picture it like it is today?
I started the Home of the Future project to find out what people will want from their homes. They'll want all the benefits of modern technology, but without all this cluttered and complex gadgetry that we have today.
You won't actually be able to see the technology, but it will be there.
That means the lights automatically switch off.
Ooh.
And on as you walk between rooms. And the home learns how bright you like them. A simple command gives you music, perhaps piped in from a sound library. Bark, please.
Ooh.
And no more PowerPoints. Plugs become pads, picking up power from anywhere on the wall. And even windows will take an active part in the home. So a simple command could turn a window into a wall.
Oh.
Or it could be a television.
Indiana Jones is on the quest of a lifetime.
Or a computer screen.
Imagine that. So the one thing they got right was light switching on and off as you walk into the room.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, so I think a lot of offices have that. So there we are living in the future the way they predicted back in the 80s.
Although those lights are not as reliable as you'd hope. Because the light here doesn't see me, and I'm not small.
No, because we're coming here some mornings and then Alma is sitting in the dark and then she's like waving her arms around like a crazy person for the light to pick her up. Where's the sensor?
I feel so insignificant.
Yes, Tamar. She lived telling you.
I was working last night, Danny's show, and then I walked in and then it was still off. I had to stand on the desk to switch it on.
Are you serious?
Yes.
So, I mean, there they got it right, but we haven't perfected it yet.
No.
The fact that there are no plug points visible, okay, that's not true. There are still lots of plug points visible and lots of different cables because how they haven't come up with one system yet in the year 2020, only they will know. You can't just have one cable. No. Even the same company's device will have a different cable next year. Right? So our homes still have... So back in the 80s, they predicted no visible plug points. Now you go into anyone's house, it looks like a mess. It looks like an illegal connection mess.
And you have like 100 adapters as well.
100 adapters, lots of cables, and don't get me talking about hotel rooms. Hotel rooms still don't necessarily have all the plug points.
Oh.
Like a two-prong plug.
Mm.
And when they do have a two-prong plug, where is it? Somewhere else in the room, not next to the bed. I'm sorry, I can't deal with that. Am I the only person who accesses their phone on the bed? No, we all do it. Stanye, there should be a two-point plug in the wall anyway. And how the world... And now I'm going on. And how the world has not come up with a universal plug yet.
One plug!
One
for Earth! Can we have one Earth plug?
Hashtag one plug... One world.
I think we need to give this mission for Zozibini Tunzi to...
Miss Universe, can we please have a universal plug?
So when people come and visit our planet, right, because she's Miss Universe.
Yes.
Their plug is going to work. Their cable is going to work. And let alone, what did that guy say that you just touched the wall? Imagine that. That our walls are power sources. And if you watch the video of that show, the way he explains it is, you would take your device... And put it against the wall, and it'll charge. Like our walls charge, and the windows can turn into TVs and stuff. So they've got some things right, some things not so much. What did you think would the future look like? I don't know about you, but one of my great expectations would have been around cars. I thought that cars would be more electric, probably. And probably be more mobile. Maybe flying a bit, or lifting a little bit. Or what do you call those... I mean, I was always fascinated with those packs.
Oh, jet packs.
A jet pack.
Yeah.
That you would just have a simple jet pack, like a backpack, and then just...
Like a scooter, but not on the ground, basically.
Imagine.
Yeah. I thought there would have been more air traffic by now to solve the problems on the roads.
Yeah, because we went backwards, didn't we? Because at one stage there was the Concorde.
Yeah.
That could fly really quickly between London and New York.
Yeah.
And then it's gone. It's like we actually went backwards. Wasn't the Concorde in the 80s?
90s, it was discontinued in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah. And around phones, I mean, you know, not to harp on phones all the time, but smartphones. Didn't you maybe also think that by now the batteries would last longer?
Hallelujah.
Honestly, with all the technology, we're ready to invade Mars.
Yeah.
Apparently. But cell phone charger battery only lasts like not even a day on the latest phones. And then talk to me about the whole BS about the last 10% of your cell phone. Is it just me? Or does the last 10% of your battery life, it goes like just go.
It's only there to irritate you.
Like, it's not proportionate. Yeah. It's not 10% of your battery life. It's like 1%. Sorry, right?
Yes, the 10% is kind of like, it's going to go off now. Make a plan.
Yeah. You can literally see it going like 15, then my phone vibrates. 14, 13, 12, 11, 10. Like, what am I doing? You're closing apps. In the year 2020. Hey, good morning, Joanna. Môre.
Môre, Martin. Hoe gaan dit?
Lekker en jy?
Kan nie kla nie. 'N heerlike nuwe jaar.
Baie, baie dankie. Het jy bietjie vakansie gehou of nie?
'N klein bietjie.
Okay.
Nie weggegaan nie, maar dit was darem 'n rusie.
Dis goed. Partykeer al mis nodig het. Hoe jy gedink, wat sou anders gewees het in die jaar 2020?
Weet jy, ek sit nou en luister na jou en toe onthou ek die program, het was iewers in die 80s, Beyond 1999.
Ja, ja.
Of Beyond 2000.
Beyond 2000,
Beyond
my vader
2000.
Het altijd
Beyond
gekyk.
2000, ja. Wat die program se naam. En ek was toen nog heel wat jonger, en dit het my partykeer so bang gemaakt, want ek het gedink die wereld van robot te wees, en ons gaan op Mars bly, en... Dit al het al sulke dinge predik.
Ja, I think travel, space travel, I think, you know, was probably one of the big things.
Yes, ja.
Ek sê as jy, op hierdie stadium, dit is te duur om Kaapstad toe te vlieg. So, imagine, even if there were space travel. Jy kan nie naast vry te vlieg, nee man. Imagine
that ticket price. They made it out as if it was a given. So it wouldn't have hardly cost us anything. It was just going to be like that.
And I know I mentioned it yesterday, but meanwhile, yeah. Talking about air travel, okay? Meanwhile, the air hostesses and air hosts are still walking around with pots of coffee.
There we go again.
I just want to point that out.
Yeah.
No. Hey. I want to point that out, okay? Not pushing a button on their trolley to dispense hot coffee. In the air, all right? Pots of coffee. And then the one dispenses a quarter cup, the other one a half cup, the other one a full cup, and then God forbid there's turbulence because now it's disaster.
Next.
Now it's a disaster. No more coffee or anything hot, or that even looks hot because there's turbulence coming up. And you're like, in the year 2020, hey, no sippy cuppies or for a knoppie wat hulle kan druk. You see the horror on their faces. Hot pot of coffee, and the aisles have become smaller, so the hot pot of coffee is hovering above some child's head.
Yeah, and then it happened. Happened to me a year or so ago that I was quite shaky. It just wasn't one of my flying moments.
Okay.
And as I took the cup from her, I spilled it all over the guy next to me.
Oh, Sean.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that wasn't great. And the poor guy, and he had to sit like that all the way to Cape Town.
Oh, no.
And I had to sit next to him with my red face all the way.
Shame. You, Joanna. Burnt this poor man. He was probably flying to go and see his family.
I feel like they can keep their beverages. All I need on a plane is my internet to work. I don't need to receive calls. You can keep your text messages. Can we please just have 3G up there? I do not understand how my phone is going to crash a plane in the year 2020.
Can I tell you something? They are hysterical about two things. That pot of coffee they have in the one hand and the fact that your phone could be on. And I'm like, you know what? Here's the thing. You don't have Wi-Fi on this plane. Even if my phone were on.
Exactly.
I can't do anything with the phone because you have no Wi-Fi on this flight. So why are you hysterical about the fact that my phone may still be on? Mara, why? Anyway, so our expectations were different for air travel. I hear you. Thanks for the chat, Joanna.
It's a pleasure.
And don't go and ruin people's hands. Where did the coffee end up? In his lap or in his hand or where?
No, I've learned my lesson. It's water only.
Only water.
But also not sparkling. Also not sparkling because the sparkling water will explode on you.
You're a danger, please, Joanna. All right, thanks for the chat. Cheers, eh?
Bye.
It's like the worst nightmare. Oh, here, coffee, warm coffee. Keep it coming. Our new number, because it's new year, 011-697-2000.
You guys are tuned in to Jacqueline FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester.
I listen to Martin Bester because he keeps it real.
Jacqueline FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester.